The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There are some 49ers that are absolutely flying under the radar, but could be huge impact players for the team. We're going to talk about all that and more in this episode of 49ers Cutback.
From the alley-oop to Keysaw to the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick, it's always the 49ers way, from off-season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers Cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. Glad you could come by and talk about under-the-radar impact players. And what exactly are under-the-radar impact players? Well, they're guys who could have a huge impact on the 49ers team in 2024, but are probably not getting the attention that you would be expecting for a guy who can make an impact. And of course, I'm keeping this separate from the video I did about wild cards, because some of the players that are on the wildcard video are guys you just don't know what you're going to get out of them. They could either have a huge ceiling or a low floor. And of course, you can go back and watch that episode where I talk about some different guys. This is a different category. These are impact player potential who are just flying under the radar. Maybe they can do something for your football team. Not only are we going to talk about which players they are, but how they could make an impact for this 49ers team in 2024. The truth is, if these guys hit, the 49ers are looking pretty. But knowing exactly how they're going to be used helps in figuring out how they're going to benefit this football team. 49ers have went out and they've got a combination of veterans that are coming in and young players as well. But why are these guys flying? Why are the media not talking about them? That's a big question. But I'm going to shine a light on these guys in this episode. We're going to talk about some players that could be making an impact and why they'll make an impact. I think it's going to be fun. Let me know who you think are under the radar impact players for this team in 2024. Leave it in the comment section and I'll make sure to check it out. And just like always, if you have questions, leave them in the comment section. I'll get to them. Or if you have a topic for a video that you would like me to discuss, leave it in the comment section. I'll see if I can go ahead and make that happen, because this time of the year, it's a good time to go ahead and go through things and questions that people have, because when the season kicks up, then it gets a little bit more difficult with the preparation from game to game, and it's just a little bit different of a process. But I appreciate you all being here. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I really appreciate it. If you're listening audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. If you're going to bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online, the game starts here. So players that are flying under the radar, in this case, impact players that are under the radar, I'm going to start with a guy that's coming in that has a huge responsibility. And when you bring players in, you're hoping that they're going to be able to contribute year one. And one player that needs to contribute year one but could be an extremely impact player for the San Francisco 49ers is linebacker Devondre Campbell. Devondre Campbell comes over, and there's probably not the fanfare that you would expect for a player that's been a former All-Pro in this league during his 2021 season with the Green Bay Packers. He absolutely tore it up in Joe Barry's defense. Now, he says things changed after that they used him in a different way, and his numbers have definitely dropped off from that 2021 season. But what you see is capabilities to be a All-Pro player. And anytime you have a player that's reached that potential at some point, you're just hoping that you can find a way to get them in your scheme and then use their traits to maximize their ability and get that type of production again. But Devondre Campbell is going to be very important to the 49ers because he has to help them stave off these teams that are going to be wanting to run the ball, and he's going to have to hold them over until Dre Greenlaw gets back. We don't know when Dre's coming back. Could be 6 games in the year. It could be 8. It could be 10. We just don't know. But Devondre Campbell is a player that is good against the run. He's a pretty good tackler, and he's been good in space when it comes to coverage in his time in the league. But Campbell is expected to step in now and play a significant role. He has to line up next to Fred Warner, and he has to build chemistry. But he has to stop the run. One of the 49ers' troubles last year, especially with Dre Greenlaw not on the field, was definitely stopping the run. They've paid attention to it when it came to defensive line, and they've paid attention to it when it came to linebacker. They got a good player in Devondre Campbell. So let's just go over Devondre Campbell's stats a little bit and just see what kind of a player that he was last year. Of course, last year he only played in 11 games and had 11 starts. And so you're not getting a full matchup. And that's one thing to maybe be worried about, since he had his All-Pro season where he played all 16 games in 2021. In 2022 and 2023, it was 13 and 11 games respectively that he's played. His tackle numbers have also dropped since that season in 2021, where he had 146 combined tackles, including 102 solo tackles, which is fantastic. But why is exactly do we think that he can translate to the San Francisco 49ers? Well, first off, tackle numbers of the last two seasons, 96 in 2022 in 13 games and 75 in 2023. So he's still tackling at a high rate. He would average 100 tackles per season if he played a full season, was able to stay on the field. But the reason we feel like he can translate to playing in the 49ers scheme and system is he played for Atlanta during the time Kyle Shanahan was there, number one, but also he played in a system ran by Dan Quinn, and he had some of his best seasons playing in Atlanta right off the bat, including in 2019 when he had 129 tackles. Of course, his All-Pro year in 2021, 146, but that just shows you he's able to play within the system. He feels comfortable playing within this system. Now, a question mark has been, how is he in coverage? And the truth is, you know, he usually gives up about 70% completion percentage, which isn't crazy for a linebacker. In 2022, it did jump all the way to 80. But last year, the completion percentage against him was 72%. Now, they were getting more yards on him than normal when it came to the average completion length was close to 12 yards. But when you look in comparison to Dre Greenlaw, Dre Greenlaw gave up completion percentage at 70.7 in 15 games. The difference was they were completing deeper passes on Devondre Campbell, or they got more yardage out of those plays where they targeted him. But when it comes to completion percentage, really, he's not that far off when it comes to Greenlaw. You're talking 70 to 72%. And that's been a real concern for a lot of people when talking about Campbell. They worry a lot about him playing that will, the weak side linebacker, or the will position, being able to cover running backs and tight ends out of the backfield. And it appears, I mean, just from the numbers, that Devondre Campbell can do that. Now, I put on the film when the 49ers signed Devondre Campbell, and I had broke him down when we went into the playoffs, you know, because you're looking at ways the 49ers are going to try to attack Green Bay. And Devondre Campbell, the one thing that I did say was Christian McCaffrey against Devondre Campbell was good for the 49ers. But that's pretty much the norm when you're talking about linebackers in this league with Christian McCaffrey. But looking at Devondre Campbell, he handles himself really well. He's got good footwork. I love the way he gets downhill in the run game. And he's able to locate open windows, get downhill, and make tackles. He's a pretty good tackler, which is great because his missed tackle rate just last season was 3.8%. And his low number was in 2021, that all-pro season, 2.7%. Only 2 years removed from that, but 3.8% missed tackle rate is absolutely fantastic, especially when you look at a guy like Drake Greenlaw, who last year struggled a little bit with missed tackles at 9.1%. So Devondre Campbell is an excellent tackler. He's going to help you in the run game. And just from the numbers alone, it doesn't appear it's much of a drop-off when it comes to the passing game. But he's going to play will. He's going to step into that role. He's got to hold the 49ers over. They're hoping they get him in the scheme, playing with Fred and playing behind an elite defensive line, which he didn't have in Green Bay. And that's going to help those numbers elevate. And he's going to go back to that status. And boy, would the 49ers be absolutely fantastic if Devondre Campbell is able to have a great season. And then when Dre Greenlaw gets back, that's your three linebackers: Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Devondre Campbell. You put the 49ers in base 4-3 set and you're in a lot of trouble. But if Campbell can also play well, not only do you not have to rush Dre Greenlaw back, but you can also somewhat work him back in. Campbell can play a lot of the will linebacker snaps. You could start working Dre back in. And then eventually you go back to full strength and Dre can play all of his snaps and Campbell can go out there on base downs. What a great addition. And let's be honest, he can make a huge impact on this 49ers team in just the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season, filling in for Dre Greenlaw. And I think he's flying under the radar. Not a lot of people are talking about Devondre Campbell and the type of impact he could have on the 49ers, because not only does it affect the 49ers running game, but it would also affect their passing game as well. Because if you're able to stop the run, it makes the passing game a little bit easier to defend. And if he's covering running backs well out of the backfield, that could help as well. So Devondre Campbell, huge under the radar impact player as far as what I think. Next up is Logan Thomas. And Logan Thomas, I think people are even questioning whether he's tight end two, which is kind of crazy in my opinion. I think this dude is a legit tight end two. The fact that he had, you know, over 50 catches last year, almost 500 yards receiving and 4 touchdowns. This is the best tight end two the 49ers have ever had. And the reason I think that he can make a huge impact on this team is there's always the question marks about George Kittle staying healthy for all 17 games. But now you have a legitimate backup that can step in that's been a starter for the majority of his career. So you plug and play, he goes in there. Is he George Kittle as far as productions? Is he George Kittle as far as blocking? No. But what he is a legit starting caliber tight end. Now you've got a starting caliber tight end behind George Kittle. That elevation alone helps your football team in depth. But the impact that he can have in short yardage and in goal line situations to be able to catch the ball when you have to load up, go 2-3 tight ends, now you can put him and George Kittle in patterns, and he's got a big frame, 6'6", almost 260 pounds, and good hands. Athleticism, former quarterback, understands route concepts, understands zone coverage, where he's supposed to sit down. I think he could be more of a red zone threat than the 49ers have had for a backup tight end the entire time, even when Jordan Reed was with the 49ers in 2020. And I really like Jordan Reed minus the injuries. But I think also the addition of 12 personnel, that one running back, two tight end looks, that could add extra spacing to the offensive line, be able to move defensive linemen and create opportunities as far as holes to run the football better with McCaffrey. You're going to take Kyle Juszczyk off the field. You have to make sure that it's going to benefit you. And I think going 12 personnel can do that. I also have a inkling that there's other offensive coordinators around the league that are thinking about going 12 personnel. Mike McDaniel flirted around with it in preseason last year. And then you've looked down at what's going on with the Los Angeles Rams, and they tried to trade up to get Brock Bowers and potentially go to a two tight end set there sometimes as well. So I think that the league is going to trend that way a little bit, and the 49ers could be ahead of the curve if Logan Thomas and George Kittle are able to play together. I think this stabilized the tight end room, but I think he could make a huge impact. I'm not saying he's going to go out and catch, you know, more footballs than Kittle or anything, but just being in there and then being a legitimate threat in 12 personnel or 22 personnel to go catch the football downfield and be a matchup problem for linebackers or safeties, something the 49ers haven't had. And he's going to add a new element to this offense that Kyle Shanahan's been trying to get since 2020 when he brought in Jordan Reed. And so Logan Thomas is flying under the radar. People are questioning whether he's even tied into. And here I am. I think he's going to make a huge impact on the San Francisco 49ers offense. I think he's going to change the way that they run 12 personnel. And I think he's going to be a threat that's going to put defensive coordinators in some precarious situations with how they put their personnel groupings together. Yeah, Kyle Juszczyk's off the field. And for the first time with Kyle Juszczyk off the field, with two tight ends, you feel like they're still a legitimate threat to not just get a first down, but to get a big play down the field. Logan Thomas can make an impact on this offense. Now I'm going to turn to a player that's been injured some. And a lot of people have written him off. In fact, for the most part, the only time that this guy gets talked about is in potential trade rumors coming out of training camp. And that's Elijah Mitchell.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think Elijah Mitchell can make a huge impact on the San Francisco 49ers in 2024, but I think he is just flying under the radar. Nobody is paying attention to him, but he can make an impact because when it comes to what Kyle Shanahan said during the offseason, he said that they're going to potentially take carries off Christian McCaffrey. He doesn't feel like he needs to get 20 carries a game, that his touches can be a little bit more sporadic in the run game because he catches so many footballs. In the passing game, he's a check down guy, gets the ball in his hands, so you can somewhat determine which type of touches he's going to get. Well, those touches have to go somewhere, and I think Elijah Mitchell is the guy for that job, and the 49ers feel really comfortable with the way he plays the position, from his running style to the way he catches the ball in the backfield to his pass protection. They really feel comfortable with him. Then you look at his stats, and he does not fumble the football. Elijah Mitchell is very secure with the ball, which means you don't have to worry about turnovers in big situations. He's also got a lot of power. He's got a lot of speed. It all comes down to injuries for Elijah Mitchell. But a reduced role could be exactly what he needs. Plus, what is this for Elijah Mitchell? A contract year. Elijah Mitchell wants to go out there and prove he's a legitimate star running back in this league. And on his touches, if he makes the most of it, there's going to be a team out there that's going to be interested in bringing him in because of his dynamics, his running style, his speed, and his ability to catch the football. He's a plug-and-play running back. You just look at his rookie season. He came up just short of getting 1,000 yards, and it was an impact player in all 11 games that he played. And I remember going and watching him in training camp and seeing him out there. Raheem Mostert was hurt and not practicing, and I'm watching Elijah Mitchell getting reps with the third team, and I started to see him, and it was Jeff Wilson Jr. and others ahead of him, and I watched him, and I'm like, no. Elijah Mitchell is the best runner that I see out here, and I came on the channel, and I said that. And it just happened because Elijah Mitchell just looked different than everyone else. Elijah Mitchell's still different than everyone else and not Christian McCaffrey, right? Those guys are 1-2. And Elijah Mitchell has an opportunity to impact this team, running the football, catching the ball in the backfield. And then I think an added element that Elijah Mitchell can help the 49ers in 2024 with is potentially returning kickoffs. If you haven't watched my episode about the new kickoff rule and its effect on the 49ers, you should check that video out, because going to a running back as far as kickoff return could be the new rave with the way players are so close together and the ability to run through tight holes. Well, Elijah Mitchell came into the league running a 4.3 40. What more explosive back would you want than Elijah Mitchell in that type situation, reading holes, running physical, breaking arm tackles? I think it's a perfect situation. So I think him having more opportunity to run the ball, the way that Kyle Shanahan talked about them taking carries for McCaffrey, more carries for Elijah Mitchell. You go back to 2022, and you've seen when they would bring Elijah Mitchell in the third quarter, Elijah Mitchell in the third and early fourth would bridge that gap until McCaffrey came in and started running the ball to finish the game off. It was a good 1-2 punch. And that's what could happen. You get McCaffrey in there for the first quarter and the first part of the second. Let Elijah Mitchell come in that little bit between when McCaffrey comes out, about the 10-minute mark, and then up to about the 2-minute drill. And let Elijah Mitchell take that part, and then let Elijah Mitchell take the first part of the third quarter. You'll keep McCaffrey fresh. You'll get Elijah Mitchell carries. And he's shown the ability to be able to run consistently well when healthy. When he was in his rookie season, 4.7 yards per carry. Elijah Mitchell, under the radar. Nobody's talking about his impact he can make on the 49ers. Everyone worried about the injuries, but it's contract year. He's going to show up. He's going to play. And I think he's got this thing figured out. But the other guy I want to talk about is actually right behind him on the depth chart, and that's Jordan Mason. And I think Jordan Mason is flying under the radar because everyone knows Elijah Mitchell's a little bit ahead of him. People are talking about Isaac Garendo. They're kind of ignoring Jordan Mason a little bit and what impact he can make on this team. I've seen vast improvements from Jordan Mason when it comes to pass protection. He's gotten better as far as running routes, catching the football in the backfield. Those were all elements to his game that needed to get a little bit better. He started to show better vision over the last couple years. In fact, getting his eyes up and not running with his head down has also made it easier for him to have that second level elusiveness, be able to make linebackers miss, make defensive backs miss, and not just run with physicality. But also, like I talked about with Elijah Mitchell, the ability to help on special teams. And the thing is you have two returners back there. One of them's catching the ball. The other one has to turn into a blocker. Well, you want a big physical guy back there. Elijah Mitchell, maybe one. Jordan Mason, the other. Why not put your two running backs back there? Not only are they big, physical, and fast, but they can also block. And then you get two guys that can really handle it. Plus, I've seen Jordan Mason run the ball back in a couple of games. He was an up man in some of the games, but also he played the return guy and had a couple of pretty good carries. So I think with the change in the rules and special team, it gives other players some opportunities. And I think Jordan Mason could be one of those guys that benefits from that opportunity. So even though I don't know how much of an impact he'll have running the football in games for the 49ers, we've seen him have some. I think Elijah Mitchell is going to get a lot of those carries, but I think Jordan Mason could have another way of impacting this team, and that's on special teams. I think he'll still get some short yardage carries. He'll still get some goal line reps, but I think he can really help this team on special teams. So I think he's flying under the radar about the impact he can have on special teams and the impact he could have, not just as far as a kickoff returner, but also playing kickoff. You've got to be big. You've got to be physical. You've got to be fast, and you're going to be in a tight area. It could be really smart for the 49ers to have Jordan Mason help in that area. So the two running backs right there. Next up, under the radar, Malik Collins. 49ers trade a 7th-round pick to the Houston Texans for Malik Collins. And Malik Collins comes in, and the 49ers are going to potentially start him. Yet, no one's really talking about Malik Collins. They're talking about Leonard Floyd. They're talking about Etor Gross-Matos, which I'm glad. But Malik Collins is a legit player in this league. He had 5 sacks last season, and he is a guy that's consistently been able to get to the quarterback and put him on the ground. Plus, he battles hard when it comes to the run game. So I think the 49ers got themselves a legitimate defensive tackle in Malik Collins. And I don't think people really understand how good he could be. His lateral quickness, his ability to flip his hips and absolutely throw some leverage behind his swim and rip moves. He does a really good job with technique, good hand work, and just change of direction is there. But the hips are fluid. The hips are strong and powerful. And I see a guy that could anchor in the run game. So to me, I really like Malik Collins. Been in the league for a long time. I think that people are probably sleeping on the effect that Malik Collins could have on this football team. And you just look at his stats from last year, and he did a pretty good job. He played in 16 games, which that's exactly what you need from a guy like him. But he had 41 tackles, did a really good job as far as tackling and making plays in the backfield, getting to the quarterback with 5 sacks, getting some knockdowns and quarterback hits, which you absolutely have to do. And then he missed 6.8% of his tackles last year. The year before, he had zero. He had 0 missed tackles the year before. So, yeah, he's definitely done a really good job. He had 11 hurries and 10 knockdowns last year. I think that he's going to make an impact on this team. I, in fact, like him and Jordan Elliott. Now, Jordan Elliott was more of a wild card for me, even though I think he's going to be a really good player. I think that Malik Collins could make an impact. I think, even though 5 sacks has been the most that he's had his career high, I think he can make even more than that. So I think Malik Collins is flying under the radar, but can make a huge impact. Rakia Sen, and some might say Rakia Sen might not even make this roster. And you're right, he might not. But the thing is, he might end up being a 6th cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers. And you're talking about a guy in 2019 that came in and did a really good job for the Indianapolis Colts. And he's played pretty well over the last several years. Dealt with an injury with the Raiders, and that definitely hurt him a little bit. But when you look at what he did last year for Baltimore, he didn't play. He wasn't a starter for Baltimore, but he did play in 14 games. He did have 1 start. His completion percentage that he gave up was 52.4%, which is a career low. Less snaps, less targets, better completion percentage, just keeping it real on what he did there. And so, it was a little bit there. He didn't play as much snaps. But one thing I love about Rakia Sen, besides his physicality as far as coverage, is his physicality as far as tackling. And he had 0% missed tackles last year. He missed 0 tackles. And if you're going to be better on the edge stopping the run, you need somebody that can step up and be physical. And when you look at his numbers, when he was with the Raiders, he had 6 missed tackles, but every other year he did pretty good. He averaged about 3 missed tackles per season. Last year, 0. So that is really, really good, the fact that he's stepped up. But this is a veteran who fits your scheme that you can go out there and have him compete. And he is very eager to make your roster because he knows if he doesn't, there might not be a spot for him in the league. He's got to prove that he's coming off that injury and that he's going to be healthy. So I think Rakia Sen's in a real battle with Darrell Luter Jr. to make this football team. I think everyone expects Isaac Yedem to make it. But Rakia Sen, he's battling with Darrell Luter Jr., Ambry Thomas, and Samuel Womack. And I think he's got an opportunity. Got a lot of skills, a lot of physicality. Got a veteran leadership. Plus, he's just seen it. He's been around. He's seen all the different route concepts. He's played against all these teams. Plus, he has a very valuable mind when it comes to what Mike McDonald did to the 49ers last year on Christmas Day with the Baltimore Ravens, because that's who he was with. So the 49ers offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, and offensive personnel can pick his brain a little bit about that. But I think Rakia Sin's got a chance. He makes this team to make an impact for the San Francisco 49ers. Next up is a young guy that everyone should be excited about. They talk about Ricky Pearsall so much, as well they should, but Jacob Cowing has the opportunity to make a huge impact on the San Francisco 49ers. And the reason I think that's the case is there are some matchup issues that Jacob Cowing can present. If you can put Jacob Cowing in a situation where he's either in an exit motion, running to the sidelines, able to use that 4.38 speed, get vertical, and then break back off underneath, which people have to consider his speed, could be something nice. Also, he's got the ability to play in the slot and that natural separation, be able to get in and out of breaks and create some nice matchups. But I think that's part of the thing. A lot of teams don't have two style of nickels. They either have a big nickel or they have a small nickel. And so if you get into a game and there is a big nickel, that you can put Jacob Cowing out there and take advantage of that player, or you have a team that wants to play a third safety in the slot because they don't want to let you run the football, Cowing in a situation against one of those guys could be a huge matchup for the 49ers. Plus, he's really good in motion, running routes coming off motion, which is huge for this 49ers offense, but also fly sweeps, quick screens. Another dynamic player to be able to add to this offense. And I don't think it'll be a tremendous amount of production in his rookie season, but there might be highlights. There might be a play here or there that changes this game. You're going to inevitably have injuries at the wide receiver position. What did we see last year? Ronnie Bell getting a touchdown against the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. And, or maybe it was Thursday night, I can't remember for sure. But you've got a guy in Jacob Cowing that could do the same thing. Jacob Cowing can make those type of plays and run a good route and get open where that 4.3 speed can separate because he gets in and out of his break very smooth and very clean. And so I think he can make an impact. I think the 49ers can find a nice niche role for Jacob Cowing in year one, where they can find some nice matchups with some of the personnel groupings, getting a heavy look on the field from the defense, and then using your faster receivers to be able to threaten vertically where they have no help over the top and have to go ahead and give you extra space and extra cushion and then break it off underneath. And if they do give you that whole shot, to go ahead and take it even in heavy sets. So I like Cowing's ability to potentially have a few plays here and there during the season that make impacts on the San Francisco 49ers, the way that we've seen from Ronnie Bell or Richie James. I just think he's got more whole shot ability, the ability to get a few more touchdowns and a few more explosives and just put a little bit of fear in the defensive coordinators and secondary personnel to be able to stay on top of him. And it might just be what the 49ers need to create some more separation from the rest of their players. And last but not least, Chris Conley. And I don't even know if Conley's going to make the 53-man roster, but that's not going to stop his impact on this team. The 49ers will more than likely elevate him the way they did last year because Chris Conley's effect on special teams could be significant. His ability to play gunner in the punt game was fantastic in the Super Bowl. And I think I see a player in Chris Conley that could do that again. And all the while, you know, an injury to one of your players, one of your wide receivers, could open the door for Conley to be on the active roster and helping your football team again. I think because he went the way of the practice squad last year and was able to work his way to the 49ers roster and play out the significant run to the playoffs and Super Bowl, he might be willing to do the same thing, go to the practice squad, work his way through, and just have that loyalty to the team. Because he has enough accrued seasons, if the 49ers cut him at the end of training camp, he does not get claimed by another team. He has the ability to go whatever team he wants. The 49ers could definitely talk to him about coming to the practice squad. But I think whether he's on the 53-man roster for week one or being elevated from the practice squad, I think Chris Conley could make a huge impact on this team. And when he's on the sideline, he can help you blocking. He can help you catch the occasional pass. And by far, he can help you with special teams. So these were some of the guys that are flying under the radar impact players. Let me know who your guys are in the comment section down below. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I really appreciate it. This episode brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Until then, stay safe. Remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.